You are now listening to the Walking Leader podcast, episode number 230.
Welcome to episode 230 of the Walking Leader podcast. I am your host, David Guerra. The Walking Leader podcast is here to help give you the rules and the tools to help you succeed as a current and future leader, both in your professional and personal life. So, without delay, let's get started. In this episode of the Walking Leader podcast, we're going to talk about, well, my new 2022 self-leadership initiative, and it's all going to focus on soft skills. Soft skills, folks. And what are soft skills? Well, Wikipedia defines soft skill, also known as common skills or core skills, as skills which are desirable in all professions. These include critical thinking, problem solving, public speaking, professional writing, teamwork, digital literacy, leadership, professional attitude, work ethic, career management, and intercultural fluency. This is in contrast to the hard skills, which are specific to individual professions. Now, the word skill, and again, this is still coming from Wikipedia, the word skill highlights the practical function. The term alone has a broad meaning and describes a particular ability to complete tasks ranging from easier ones, like learning how to kick a ball, to harder ones, like learning to be creative. In this specific instance, the word skill has to be interpreted as the ability to master hardly controlled actions. So again, master hardly controlled actions. Now, the term soft skills, a little history on this. This term soft skills was created by the United States Army in the late 1960s. It refers to any skill that does not employ the use of machinery. The military realized that many important activities were included within this category, and in fact, the social skills necessary to lead groups, motivate soldiers, and win wars were encompassed by skills that they had not yet cataloged or fully studied. Now, since 1959, the United States Army has been investing a considerable amount of resources into technology-based development of training procedures. And in 1968, the United States Army officially introduced a training doctrine known as, quote, system engineering of training, or systems engineering of training, end quote, covered in the document CON Regulation 350-100-1 or 350-100-1. And the definition within that regulation of soft skills is, and it's quoted, job-related skills involving actions affecting primary people and paper. Example given, inspecting troops, supervising office personnel, conducting studies, preparing maintenance reports, preparing efficiency reports, designing bridge structures. And in 1972, the United States Army Training Manual began the formal usage of the term soft skills. So that's where the term comes from. And again, just kind of wrapping this up, the definition. Soft skills are a cluster of productive personality traits that characterize one's relationships in a social environment. These skills can include social graces, communication abilities, language skills, personal habits, cognitive or emotional empathy, time management, teamwork, and leadership traits. A definition based on review literature explains soft skills as an umbrella term for skills under the three key function elements: people skills, social skills, personal career attributes. So that's the definition. Again, that's straight out of Wikipedia. It's all cited, so that's the only good thing I like behind the Wikipedia entry in this one. It's all cited. Now, we did talk about soft skills, but then what's the opposite? They are the hard skills, and it did mention this. And again, the definition did mention it. The hard skills are the skills you learned and now use in your career, whether you're a doctor or an infantryman or an accountant, a police officer, an air traffic controller. The technical side of who you are and what you do. See, hard skills are those skills that you use to conduct surgery, call and adjust for fire, land an Airbus on the correct runway, or how to enforce the law. But these are just but a few examples of hard skills. Now, the question is, why are soft skills important? Well, you can be the world's greatest doctor, but if you're lacking when it comes to bedside manner, then you might as well be the worst doctor in the world. It's not going to help you if you don't have that bedside manner. If, as a doctor, a lawyer, a firefighter, an infantryman, a race car driver, you lack the people skills needed to do what needs to get done, to get the support you need, to just get to the next station in life, then you're in for a lot of work. There's a lot of work. Lots and lots of work has to be done. because you're going to need those soft skills. They're going to get you there. See, having the understanding and using soft skills are as a great tool, and they are a great tool for current and future leaders, and really anyone, not just the leaders, but anyone, any up-and-coming individual. The soft skills will make you or break you. It's that simple. They will break you in that you will be found lacking in one or more area that is needed when it comes time to making a connection in the workplace. Now, no amount of fake it till you make it will ever be enough. And if you're one of those individuals that truly believes that because you have a title after your name, that you do not need soft skills because you rule with an iron fist, well, then guess what? You're sadly mistaken. And you're probably very lonely as you will find out that others will be respecting the position you feel and not you as an individual. The position you fill. Sorry about that. Yeah, it happens. It happens. Again, they don't like the person, yet they still have to respect the position. So they'll do that. And so do not for one second, if you're one of those that truly believes it because you have a title after your name that it's just handed to you, don't think for one second you don't need soft skills. You really truly do. We all need soft skills to not only make us better human beings, but we also need the soft skills to help us achieve our goals, our vision, and mission of creating future leaders. And as leaders, that's our job. That's job one. We have to create new leaders because, again, we're only here for a certain amount of time. And it's our job to create those that'll follow on after us. So while soft skills can be used for the nefarious, or to be for the dark side. Now, I'm not going to go into the whole light side versus dark side controversy, but I will say that both sides used those Jedi mind tricks. Both sides did. Darth Vader used the mind trick to keep their top-tier managers towing the party line. He used it when it came time to extract information from the rebel on the ship that was carrying the plans to the Death Star. Remember that? He had that guy up there. Obi-Wan Kenobi. Old Ben Kenobi used the Jedi mind trick to cloud the minds of the stormtroopers looking for the droids. And of course, Luke Skywalker used it countless times over the course of the series. It's there. And don't forget, in the first episode, the first two, the one with Liam Neeson and Evan McGregor, again, they used the Jedi mind tricks right up front. So they used the tools to help get them what they wanted or needed. Both sides found no fault in using the Jedi mind tricks. They were given to them by the powers that be. So the same applies to soft skills. Soft skills are taught to us from an early age when our parents taught us to say yes and please and thank you. Taught us how to shake a hand. In the workplace, we were taught how to answer the telephone and how to use this equipment or how to use something else. Again, it's a soft skill. However, to the extent that we want to take the soft skills is solely up to us, the individual. See, some soft skills you can master quite easily, quite quickly. While other soft skills may take a bit longer to master, then of course there are those that will never be mastered. But we continue to work on them anyway. We have to. We have no choice. So no matter what, you must have the will, the determination, and the want to learn all the soft skills. And then take that deep dive to learn them, use them, and teach them to others. Again, that's our job as leaders. We have to teach others. Yes, as I mentioned, it is part of your job description when it comes to being a parent, a guardian, a mentor, a leader. Now, you may be asking yourself when I said you must learn them all. Well, how many different soft skills are there? There are a countless number of soft skills out there. I mean, there's a lot. And some are obvious. And others are so hidden that it takes learning and using one soft skill to recognize that there are other soft skills you need to learn. So be aware of that. Be cognizant of that. Be mindful of that. Now, don't worry. In this upcoming series, I've identified 23 different soft skills that I will talk about. We'll take a deeper dive. And I'm going to dedicate one episode to each individual soft skill. So we're going to take a deeper dive and we're going to go in. Now, they're not going to be long episodes, but again, just we're going to dedicate one to each one. So as I mentioned at the top of the episode, it's my intention to give you the tools that will sharpen your skills and hone your craft as a leader, current and future leader, up and coming leader. That is what I have been doing since day one of this podcast, and I'm going to continue doing it. Now we're just solidly focusing on things, and we're going to move forward with that. So in the upcoming episodes, there's going to be 23. The 23 upcoming episodes, each one tackling a specific soft skill. Every two weeks, I will post a new episode, a new podcast episode, along with supporting documentation on the website, which will be the supporting content will be posted on the off week. So here's the breakdown. In a two-week cycle, week one, I'll post the podcast. Then on week two, the supporting content. And what is the supporting content? Well, this may be a document, something I write up, a checklist or something for you to review, and maybe a video or maybe both. Just depends on what we want to do or if there's more information that we need to dive into. So we're going to kind of turn this into a class, a 24 episode class every 2 weeks. Now, with all that being said, no, you are invited to listen and you are invited to participate and interact in the 2022 Self-Leadership and Soft Skills Series. It's for you. Current, future leaders, up-and-coming leaders, again, understand that this is for you. Well, what do you think about what I just talked about in episode 230 in this episode? I mean, are you ready? Are you ready to take the deep dive into the Soft Skills Series? Again, it's for you. Of course, if you have any comments, concerns, or questions, get a hold of me. Reach out to me on Twitter at Dave Guerra, all one word. That's the at symbol, and DaveGuerra. I look forward to hearing from you. Also, drop me an email, dave@daveguerra.com. That's my email address. And folks, I'm David Guerra, author of the books, The Walking Leader, Great to Follow. And I thank you for your time. I do appreciate it. Most of all, I appreciate you. So thank you for being here. Don't forget to subscribe on iTunes, and you can find that link on my website. DaveGuerra.com/podcast. And before we go, as always, I want to remind you to always go beyond the grind and go beyond the hustle, because that is the only way to be the walking leader and a leader that is truly great to follow. Until next time.
The Walking Leader Podcast is a David Guerra presentation.